Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, hey, it's Friday. Time for our bonus. And we're dropping a bonus guided meditation this week, which goes right at one of the biggest challenges many meditators face, which is staying focused or staying concentrated. We've got a great meditation coming at you from Jeff Warren, and this we're dropping it here now because it really kind of rhymes nicely with the episode we posted a few days ago with the great meditation teacher, Shyla Catherine, who talks all about how to boost your focus and concentration in meditation. So we thought we'd post this guided meditation from Jeff Warren, who has his own ways to help his students set up a practice where there's a base of concentration and focus. I really like Jeff's style. I think you will too if you haven't heard from him or learned from him in the past. So enough out of me. Over now to Jeff.
Hi, this is Jeff. So concentration is the foundational skill of meditation. It stabilizes the mind, and eventually it can make things more peaceful inside. Sometimes it's only when we get a break from our endless mental churn of obsessions and exuberances that we realize how completely exhausting our so-called normal state can be. The mind is constantly finding and making problems. As it settles, there are fewer problems. Sometimes it really is that simple. So, let's explore. Start by taking a couple of deep breaths. Closing the eyes, or keeping them open, it's up to you, whichever's most comfortable. On the inhale, stretch up your spine, find a little bit of alertness and composure. And on the exhale, that's the downward motion, so settling, softening the body. We can do a few deep breaths here, breathing in, stretching up, and then a long exhale, breathing out. Settling the body, settling and softening the worry lines in the forehead and the cheeks and the jaw. Even on the next exhale, seeing if you can soften your shoulders and soften your hands. So right at the beginning here, we check in with our attitude. Can you sit in a way that's relaxed and open? This is the quality of equanimity. It's a kind of easygoingness in the way we hold ourselves. When you're ready, bring your attention to the breath. There's no need to control or interfere with the breath. Just breathe normally. But be curious, what does the breath feel like? It might be the feeling of air at the nostrils, or the feeling of the breath moving into the chest or belly, or even the continuous flowing sensation of all these together. Whatever jumps out most at you. As you do this, if you can bring an attitude of enjoyment, of enjoying the sensation of breathing, even in the subtlest way, this can really help get us concentrated. For a little support here, you have the option of using a note. This means that you silently note to yourself in when you breathe in and out when you breathe out. A lot of people find noting helps them stay on track. It's the skillful use of thinking to hack thinking. If you don't like working with the breath, no problem. Choose another body sensation. Maybe the feeling of your hands, or the feeling of the contact with the chair or the cushion. You can even use sound if you prefer. Choose one of these, and then stay on it as best you can. The mind wanders, you bring it back, committed to this one direction, one breath at a time. Just feeling the breath or some other sensation or sound. As you do, it's totally normal for all kinds of thoughts and sensations to come up. This is what minds do. They like to run with stuff. If you do find that a stealthy thought has come up from below and carried you off into some other planet, then do one of those cartoon double takes and try to notice what happened. This is the mindfulness part. Where has my mind been? Where has my mind been? Oh, it was planning, blanking, texting, sexting, fantasizing. Now you know. The move in meditation is to good-naturedly let that stuff play out in the background. Just go back to the breath, or sounds, or the feel of the whole body sitting. Whatever your chosen object of attention. Concentration is about commitment. So recommit to your object of focus now. Concentration is very gentle. If you notice yourself straining in any way, see if you can relax your face and body. It helps here to get very still. The stiller you are, the clearer and cleaner the signal. When you're ready, before you open your eyes, maybe just kick back for a few moments, resting, relaxing, letting the work of the meditation integrate. Now, open your eyes and take a few moments to transition out of the meditation practice. Look around the room. Notice any sounds near and far. Take a couple deep settling breaths. Nice job. Welcome to our meditation cult. Just kidding.
Thank you, Jeff. One last thing to say here. As you may know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Over the past year, mental health professionals have really had a rough go of it in many cases, not only dealing with the impacts of the pandemic on their own lives, but also helping their clients navigate a world turned upside down. So for anybody out there who falls into the category of mental health professional, we want to first thank you and recognize all the work you've done. And second, we want to offer a year's free access to the 10% Happier Meditation app, where there are hundreds of meditations and a whole bunch of courses that combine short little video clips with meditations. If you qualify or if you know somebody who qualifies, just go to 10percent.com/mentalhealth. And again, thank you. We'll be back here on Monday with a brand new episode. We're actually going to spend the whole week marking the one-year anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. And we've got two excellent, excellent guests to talk about that. That starts on Monday and continues through Wednesday. We'll see you then. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.